Nationals come up with a plan to get around the Resource Management Act, although they have amended it, of course. They couldn't do what they really wanted to do due to a lack of numbers in the House. So they're going to produce what they're calling a new urban planning law to, in part, get around the RMA and make house and infrastructure building easier. Any town or city with a population of more than 20 to 30,000 would be covered by these new rules. Stephen Joyce's argument is the RMA basically is too cumbersome.
Many people that have worked in this area of trying to build infrastructure or build our cities know that the combination of the current three acts can be a spaghetti at least.
And the RMA, it adds cost.
This is the big thing that determines the cost of housing and commercial property and all activity in our cities around the country.
So they got the answer here or not. Property Institute boss Ashley Church is with us. Ashley, good morning to you.
G'day, Mike.
Does anyone love the RMA?
No, nobody loves the RMA. Oh, look, to be fair, the RMA served the purpose, but with respect to urban development in cities like Auckland and Christchurch and Wellington, it's actually much more of a problem than it is a solution. So
have what National done potentially done the right thing? So in other words, they couldn't get the numbers in the House to do what they really wanted to do with the RMA, so let's put that to one side and do something urban-based. Is this going to work?
It's going to work to the. It's a smart move in the sense that it basically takes one issue that I think most parties are relatively united on and says, hey, we need to deal with this as a separate issue. So in that regard, it's a good thing. And I think, the indication that Joyce gave yesterday that this is going to do a range of things that they've been trying to do for some period of time is probably admirable. Problem with it for me, Mike, is that it's really light on detail. You know, when these announcements come out, there's a little bit in the media. You go to the National Party or the Labour Party, their policies website, and you have a look at a bit more of the detail. And there's normally some bullet points and some numbers and a little bit more. On this one, there's basically nothing more than there was in the media release. So we're left a little bit in the dark about what it is that they're actually proposing.
Right, so they'll need to fill that out, but in theory it's okay.
I think so, yeah.
Is it going to dovetail in some way, legally speaking, with the RMA? So in other words, you're in a town of 20 or 30,000, you're looking to use this new bit of law. Is somebody going to come along and go, well, hold on, this new law now impacts on the RMA, so we're going to need to sort this out in court?
Well, look, that's one of the big questions over it, and that's why detail is really important. And, you know, prior to an election, when you're looking at a big tranche of legislation like this, that sort of detail should be in place. But my bigger concern is that this thing's a Trojan horse for something else, something called an urban development authority. Now, you might remember about 18 months ago, yeah, there was a bit of talk about this, and they've actually mentioned this in this press release. They've said that this is basically an enabling piece of legislation to enable the establishment of these things at some stage. It doesn't say when, at some stage in the next term of a national government. And to be fair, Labor's talking about the same things as well.
That was the rollover of the council.
Yes, it was, but the Urban Development Authorities, as proposed, they actually put out a submission paper on this some months ago, which we, along with a whole range of other parties, submitted to, talks about the powers of this thing, and they're actually not councils. They're completely separate bodies, and Mike, they have extraordinarily draconian
powers. No, but that was
powers.
My point. They have extraordinary powers, but they usurp a council because the argument from the government was, especially Auckland, they were useless, they couldn't get their act together, and nothing was happening, therefore we need to go over their head and, you know, get it going that way.
Certainly, yes, to the former. The intention of these things is basically, this hasn't worked, councils, and we're going to do it for you. And I guess my concern with that is that the whole point of setting up the super city, the whole point of creating one city for Auckland and a unitary plan was that was a unitary authority. So our argument's been, if you're going to have this sort of enabling legislation, give it to the authority that you set up specifically for that purpose. Don't go off and create another level of bureaucracy in the hope that it might be able to solve the problem that you haven't so far been able to solve.
All right, Ashley, appreciate your time. As always, Ashley Church, Property Institute CEO.